Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show. Hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Wednesday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. At JMCH316 on Twitter. He is at DDLewis for real. On Twitter, this is your night look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So Falcons did have a couple of small injuries today to some of the backups. Second team right guard Ethan Greenridge went down with a leg injury. He stayed on the field for a little bit, but then had to be helped off on the cart, not being able to put any weight on his leg. And then the defensive lineman, I'm going to probably pronounce this incorrectly, Ikenna Enechukwu, I don't even know if that's Enechukwu, he got hurt a little bit later on, and he got up on his own power, but he did have to get helped off on the cart, not being able to put any weight on his leg. So, again, when we're seeing some of these offensive, defensive linemen that are going down, having to be helped off. You know, again, it's a situation where, and I've talked about this, I think that Terry Fontenot needs to go out and find a left guard. I do. I think he needs to go out and find a left guard, a veteran. Now, those guys aren't growing on trees. There probably aren't a lot of guys available, but you do the Andy Levitre thing, right? You trade for somebody. Go out and make a trade for somebody. They got money. Go make a trade for somebody and bring somebody in. Because I want Matthew Bergeron to win the job, but I don't want him to win it because we don't have anybody else. And that's what happened to Jalen Mayfield. Jalen Mayfield, if you remember, our starting left guard got hurt, and Mayfield got plugged into duty because we didn't have another option. Now, we do have an option in Bergeron, but I want him to win the job outright because of his ability, not because we don't have enough players to take over a position there. So again, I don't like the idea of a guy as a rookie winning a job just because of whatever, numbers or injury or what have you to it. So again, a couple of guys go down, a couple of the backups in this thing, but certainly all injuries are, you know, again, when it's when you're getting into competition and things like that and trying to figure out, figure things out, you know, listen, I mean, we gotta have everybody that we can. So we've got to have all hands on deck when you don't necessarily have a lot of great options. And believe me, Kyle Hinton is not a great option. Kyle Hinton is not a guy that makes me feel a whole lot better about starting at left guard. That doesn't make me feel very good. So, all right, let's get into some audio. Let's start with Arthur Smith. Competition is high, and it's the most fun he's had coaching.
The kind of guys that we have in here, I mean, this was the expectation at every level. I mean, sure. You want guys that want to compete. A lot of guys say they want to compete, and they really want to hide and make sure they have a good hype video or something. They'll have some publicists put out for them or whatever the hell they do. But we got some real dudes, you know. We go there and we try to compete, try to get better, understand the main goal. And so this is the most fun I've had coaching. And so that fires me up every day.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. You know, I talked about this on my podcast the other night or the other morning. There is a lot of I talked about, Day Day, do you remember me talking about Dominique Wilkins when he hosted the basketball show the one time? Okay. Mm-hmm. And he brought up the comment about that Sam Mitchell and Dennis Scott asked him, you know, well, why don't guys enter the dunk contest? Why do the best players not go in the dunk contest? And Dominique Wilkins said, because guys don't want to know who the best is. Okay? I'll give – and here's the difference in having young guys, okay? When you have London and Anderson and Clark Phillips and, you know, Drake London, when you have young guys – They'll want to know who the best is. And that's what we're seeing in this competition. Now, again, Drake London gets the best of Clark Phillips, and then Clark Phillips gets the best. But the idea is it's competition. And guys are competing with one another. And I like that mentality that we're seeing out of this team. With Troy Anderson on Bijan Robinson, and it's a competition every day. One guy gets his way, one guy gets their way. And I love that about this team. That it's competition through and through. And everything's a competition with these guys, right? Everything's a competition. So I like this mentality. Obviously, you know, Arthur talked about this being his first team where he's had a real, you know, football team to be able to coach. But certainly, you know, I love the competition aspect of things that's on this team. All right, there's Arthur Smith talking about how Richie Grant's an impact player.
Just another guy who's made a lot of impact players for this team. So he's a guy when he's played down close to the line of scrimmage, you feel him. He's got instinct. You know, he's ended a game for us in Seattle, blocked a huge punt against Arizona. Guy does a lot of things for this football team. That's another position we feel like we've got depth, good competition. But again, as you tweak things from, you know, year to year schematically or even sometimes week to week game plan, depending on who you're playing, another guy's more reps he's got, the more comfortable he's been, and he can do a lot of different jobs for us.
Well, obviously, Grant was a guy who did not play very much in his rookie season, only played about 20% of the snaps on defense, but saw a big leap last year where he played a good bit. And look, he's a second-round pick. I loved Richie Grant pick coming out of Central Florida. I mean, he's a ball player. He's a two-way player. He can cover. He can hit. He can defend the run. He does a lot of things on this team. I just want to see him continue to grow, continue to develop, and get more playing time. Because I think the more playing time that he gets, the better he's going to become. Now, I think he's a guy that if he plays a lot, you'll see that his production will amp itself up. And I think Jalen Hawkins is the same way. And Jalen Hawkins has been kind of lost in the shuffle of all this. Not that he's doing anything bad. It's just he's been kind of lost in the shuffle thus far. Here's Arthur talking about why he's having so much fun.
It's the kind of guys, you know, we spend so much time together. It's not just, it's the people. And that's not just, it's the kind of players we have, but it's everybody around the building. That's what you feel, if you want to be really blunt going into year three, it feels like a real team around here in Flowery Branch from every single department. And everybody's in the same, you know, going in the same direction. So, allows you to be open, honest, you know, or it's just, it's in a good place. Now we got to go on there and make it happen on the field. But that's what's so fun about coming to work every day.
And that's the quote that I was talking about, that he feels like that this is a real team now that he has. And obviously, you know, hamstrung with money issues, player issues, I mean, different things like that, cap purgatory, you know, what have you. But, again, this is a team that has spent some money and has drastically improved. All right, let's hear from Desmond Ridder, talking about how it's his job to make sure the offense is ready to play sharp.
Yeah, for me, you know, like I said earlier, you know, it's about confidence, and you know, you talk about the command, but it's also just about, you know, them feeling it. You know, sometimes energy's down, you got to get the guys going. You know, yesterday I felt like as a team as a whole, we kind of had like a lull day, where, you know, it was like our third day straight in pads. You know, guys were a little tired, legs were a little heavy, mind's a little gone, and so, you know, then we had to come out here today, and you know, I made sure yesterday, you know, brought the whole offense up and just said, hey, make sure that tomorrow we don't have what we did today. You know, just make sure that we bring more energy than the defense does, because that's all it's about is, you know, there's winners and there's losers. We want to be on the winning side of the ball. And so we did that today. And, you know, for me, it's just about making sure that every single one of the guys on the offensive side of the ball, then obviously when we go play someone with a different color jersey, that everyone on the team is on the same page.
You know, the funniest part about that quote, and look, I've talked to old school NFL guys, right? I've worked with some old-school NFL guys. It's funny to hear, well, this is the third day in a row we were in pads. They don't do two-a-days. They don't go pads every day. They get a whole week to get ready before they even get into it. I mean, it's funny to hear guys in today's NFL talking about the schedule and things like that. I mean, they've all but negotiated everything away as far as practice goes. I mean, there's not two-a-days, there's not full-on, you know, hard-hitting padded practices by and large. Like, there's none of that nowadays. It's way different than what it's been in years past. Way different. Look, Randy McMichael and Hugh Douglas are not really old guys, right? Hugh's the same exact age as I am. Randy's a few years younger than me, okay? But I will ask y'all to sit down and talk with those two guys. I mean, I am, besides coworkers, I am good friends with Randy McMichael, right? I was just at his birthday party at his house, you know, a couple weeks ago, right? My kids and my daughter and his kids are all friends, you know, social media friends and all this, and they talk to each other all the time and stuff. I'm friends with these guys. I'm friends with Hugh Douglas. He grew up 70 miles away from me, okay? When those guys, I've had some conversation with those guys about what today's NFL player is and is not. And it's funny, just the idea of they've negotiated away all the practices, right? They've negotiated them all away. And part of that is they don't probably get as much money as they could, but they gave up the practices in lieu of some of the money to it. But it's just funny to hear that quote. All right, here's Desmond Ridder talking about the positionless football aspect of things.
Yes and no. You know, sometimes then from the quarterback position, where it makes it easy is, yes, we, you know, have all different things out of every different whatever, but a lot of the times it's, you know, ending up in spots. Guys are in one spot or another, whether it's a triangle, a square, a high-low, whatever it may be. But then obviously you get into your situation football. Hey, you're got to have it. You know, who's your guy you want to go to? What do you want to do here? You know, maybe a certain play is designed for a certain guy. Maybe it's designed for a matchup or, like we said, different personnel. So, yes and no to that.
That's been the big talk, right? Positionless football. That's been the big buzzword of training camp. Positionless football for this team. Guys that can do everything and everywhere on the football field, positionless football. All right, let's get to Drake London. Let's do number eight. Drake London talking about Mac Hollins is a great mentor.
That has been a blessing in itself, too. I mean, he took me under his wing. He's a big vet, a guy who I can learn from, a body type who's sort of like mine. I'm not that ripped like him, but definitely a guy, and he just pushes me every day, and I appreciate that about him, and he never lets me take a day off, so it's been great. It's been a blessing to have him.
We'll probably circle back around to Drake London and Kyle Pitts. We'll hear a little bit more from those guys a little bit later on in the show, but Mac Hollins has been a guy impressing people out there. He's been a guy that has been a very impressive figure in this team, and so far in camp, and we'll see what his role is ultimately going to be. So 1 week from Friday will be preseason game number one against the Miami Dolphins, and we'll see what happens from there. All right, when we get back, Jonathan Williams is going to join us from Dog Daily. We'll talk some Georgia Bulldogs as they open up fall camp. 25 practices to go before they get to the regular season. Chuck Reed in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RGF production.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the John Chuckery Show live on this Wednesday evening with you. Is man, we get ready for Georgia fall camp to open up tomorrow, and obviously lots of expectations. Certainly the number one team in America, and we'll see if they can go for three national championships in a row. Rarefied air, obviously, in that instance. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our buddy Jonathan Williams, writer for Dogs Daily. You can check him out on his personal Twitter page, at Dr_JWill. Jonathan, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. Thanks for joining me tonight.
Yeah, and as always, I appreciate you for having me on again.
So let's talk about what Kirby Smart had to say. I thought it was interesting. You know, he talked about lots of open positions that are going to be available. What's maybe the most intriguing? And I'm going to take away quarterback because, again, I know he'll tell you that it's an open competition, but I'm going to take away the quarterback position. What do you think is the next most interesting competition battle that's going to take place this fall?
I think the most interesting one is probably that opposite cornerback side, Kamari Lassiter. It's been an ongoing battle, you know, kind of got to get some looks at several guys throughout the spring, but now you head into fall camp, you got 24, 25 practices until the season starts, so you really want to hone in on that and figure out who your guy is going to be. It looks like Dalen Everett and Nylon Green are going to be the front runners to land that spot. And I think both of those players are interesting because both were highly touted recruits coming out of high school, yet they've stuck around on this depth chart. You know, they could go and start at a lot of other colleges. They could seek opportunities somewhere else, but for some reason, they have decided to stick it out at Georgia behind guys like Kelee Ringo, Kamari Lassiter. And so I'm interested to see who comes out on top between those two guys. I think both are really good options, so you can't really go wrong with one or the other. But I'm interested to see if Nylon Green is going to beat out Dalen Everett or vice versa.
Is there a position on the field that maybe is not being talked about enough that's going to be a competition? I mean, is there somewhere that we're kind of glossing over about what could really be a competition for a you know, maybe a key spot?
I think, honestly, you could look over at wide receiver at the X position because they brought in Rob Thomas, and I know it's an X position, but even Dominic Lovett as well, just wide receiver in general, but more specifically out on the outside. Marcus Rasimi-Jackson has been the guy that's kind of developed, and he's kind of gotten himself into that role over the past couple of seasons. I thought he was great for Georgia last year. He came up big on third downs in some big crucial situations. But you bring in Rob Thomas now. You get some young cats from the freshman class like Yazid Haynes and Anthony Evans that could maybe give you some run there. But there's just so many options that Georgia has to work with at wide receiver this year, so I'm really interested to see like how they rotate in with Rob Thomas and Marcus Rasimi-Jackson, and who's going to get more burn there this season, or how are they going to rotate that position it specifically.
Jonathan Williams joining me from Dogs Daily as we get ready for Georgia fall camp coming up here, starting up tomorrow. I know Kirby, the other thing that he talked about is what he's looking for out of the quarterback position and this, that, and the other. And we obviously think that Carson Beck is the leader in the clubhouse. My question is this. With Mike Bobo, with Kirby Smart, with Beck's experience, how much do you think that they open up the offense for their quarterback this year? How aggressive do you think that they're going to be with their quarterbacks and allow them to use all of the weapons that they have? I mean, will this be kit gloves, or will they turn some of their quarterback, you know, turn their quarterback loose a little bit?
Oh, I think they'll definitely turn them loose. I think you saw that in the spring game with Carson Beck. You know, the entire first half, Carson Beck got to run with the ones on offense, the entire first half. And then Brock Vandergriff and Gunnar Stockton got the rest of it. They kind of split reps with the ones in the second half. But during that time in the first half when Carson Beck was the starter essentially for that game, I mean, the offense was wide open for him. He wasn't just kind of throwing to one side of the field, or they weren't really keeping things close to the vest. It seems like the offense was essentially full open for what a spring game could offer you offensively. So whoever they go with, they're going to keep it open, and I don't think you would want to keep it closed this year because you get one more year of Brock Bowers, arguably one of the best players in college football. So I think they're just going to open it wide open. They're going to keep it wide open. They're going to kind of run with what they did last year with Todd Monken, but obviously with Mike Bobo's flavor on some things. But, yeah, whoever is going to be the quarterback, what it looks like it's going to be Carson Beck. It's going to be all gas, no brakes.
And is this sort of an evolution of Kirby Smart? I mean, you know, the example that was always used is that Nick Saban was a guy who, you know, was just power run football. Didn't really get, you know, too creative or too crazy in the passing game. And then Lane Kiffin comes in, and now they're the huck it around team. And look, they've had some of the best quarterbacks and wide receivers really in the history of the program. And they've been a very throw friendly kind of offense. Is this the evolution that Kirby Smart is now getting into, where he's going to trust his quarterbacks and trust his coordinators to really open up their offense much more?
Yeah, I think it's absolutely very similar to that case. You get like Lane Kiffin, like you said, when he came into Alabama, even Steve Sarkisian, when he came in there, that kind of seemed like Alabama switching to another type of offensive style. And I think that's what you're seeing with what, when Georgia brought in Todd Monken, you bring in an NFL guy like that with so much offensive experience like Monken has. And yeah, you're doing that to implement his style of offense, and you can keep doing that with Mike Bobo. You can kind of continue that success that you had last year. But I think it can only go so far. I think that's kind of what is interesting about Alabama this year, is you were able to kind of keep the offense going last year, but now that you have Tommy Reese as your offensive coordinator, I don't know that you can just keep doing what you've been doing for the past couple of years. So this year you can do it with Mike Bobo, and as long as Mike Bobo wants to stay in Athens, you can keep going on those same offensive intangibles that you built on over the past 3 years under Monken. But then after that, that's where things get interesting. I don't think you can just kind of keep the momentum going like you have. You kind of have to reinvent yourself just a little bit more.
With as good as this offensive line is, and they may end up being the Joe Moore winner when all is said and done, do you think that Kirby leans a bit, you know, on that running game, or do you think that they stick with the plan of, hey, let's open this thing up, let's get it to Brock Bowers, let's get it to our wide receivers? Because, again, the temptation for probably a guy like Kirby Smart is, hey, listen, we can win most of these games running the football and playing the defense, you know, that we can. We're not probably going to get into too many shootouts with this team.
I think it really has to do a lot with who your opponent is. You know, like last year when they went into Kentucky, the weather that weekend was really cold. It was really windy. So then in those games, yeah, you have to rely on your run game more. But then also when you go into a game like against Tennessee, you come out blazing hot and you're just putting points on top of their head before they can even blink. And all of a sudden it's a 24-point football game before the half even starts. So I think it really just depends on the situation of the game, the opponent, where you think the defense's weaknesses and strengths are. And I think that's kind of what's helped Georgia get into this offensive success, is that they have been able to be multiple on offense. They're not necessarily just a run-style offense. They're not necessarily just aerating it out. They're able to balance themselves out and do what they think is best in the current situation that they are in to make themselves the most powerful offense in that scenario. So I think it'll be a little bit mix of both. But for the most part, I think it's still going to be a higher percentage of throws as opposed to on the run game like it was last year.
Jonathan Williams from Dogs Daily joining me on the WadeFord.com hotline. Who do you think at the end of the day is going to be the glamour guy on defense? I mean, who do you think is going to be that next guy that everybody points to and says, well, that's either, you know, the next first-round pick or the next number one overall pick? Who's that guy going to be on this defense, do you think, this year?
Man, I think you could go with several options. There's so many good players on that defense. Kamari Lassiter, Javon Ballard, Malachi Starks, even though he's just going to be a sophomore this year, I think he's definitely one. Mykel Williams, if he continues to build upon what he did last year, that's another guy. But I would go and say, I'm going to go with the linebacker spot. I'm going to say Samal Mondon. You know, everybody really kind of hones in right now on Jamon Dumas Johnson. Jamon Dumas Johnson is a phenomenal football player. He's absolutely someone that could win the Buckets Award by the end of the year. But Samal Mondon is just that. It's kind of like how you talk about the modern style of tight ends. That's what Samal Mondon is for the linebacker position. Those freaky, long, athletic guys that NFL organizations just love and glamor over. And I think he's built to last and play on Sundays. And so I think Samal Mondon could really build into a spectacular season this year and really launch himself up the NFL draft boards.
How, pardon me for not following it as closely as I should, but how good is their special teams this year? How are they in the punting game, kicking game, return game? How good's the special teams for this team?
Well, Brett Thorson showed out when he needed to. You know, they didn't punt a whole lot last year, and he kind of has this running joke where everybody is his friend but Stetson Bennett, because he never got to get on the field a whole lot. So you got a great punter in Brett Thorson. The kicking position, that's another position battle that you can kind of throw in there with Jack Podlesny, no longer with the football team. So there's a question there. But the return game, you have a lot of options. Mekhi Muse was a G-Day standout this year. He's definitely someone that they could utilize in the kick return game. Lad McConkey has kind of been their go-to guy. But Kirby Smart has always kind of stood on the grounds of that special teams are just as important as anything else. And you hear the term special teams warriors other team. Nyland Green, a former five-star, has really seen most of his reps on special teams the last couple of years. So they're going to be good on special teams. I don't think you really ever have to worry about that because Georgia does have such a surplus of talent that you do have to get guys on the field. And so special teams is where a lot of the times they're going to end up getting their playing time.
Jonathan, you know, it's funny to say, you know, are there any weaknesses for, you know, the two-time defending national champion going to be preseason number one in the nation and going to run the table in the regular season and be 12-0 going into the SEC championship game? Are there any flaws or weaknesses? But are there any flaws or weaknesses on this Georgia team?
I don't know if you could even classify it as a flaw or weakness, but I would say it's all about the interior defensive line. The old saying of games are decided in the trenches, that still holds true in today's era of college football and any football in general. And so when you lose someone like Jalen Carter, it's all about who's going to step up next. Nazir Stackhouse, he could very well be that guy for them. Zion Logan's another guy that's an interior defensive line that's an upperclassman who will need to step up this year. Jordan Hall is a freshman. Kristen Miller is another guy that's going into his second year at Georgia. He could play a pivotal role for Georgia's year. So they have all the talent like at any other position. They have the talent to do so. They have the players. They have the depth. It's just a matter of who is going to step up and how good are they. There's people that say Nazir Stackhouse has first-round potential, and that is his ceiling, and that's what they think he is going to turn into this year. But it's just a matter of if he is actually going to do that.
Last question, Jonathan. So let's say Carson Beck, just for argument's sake, say things don't work out well and he doesn't necessarily play well. You think Kirby's got a quick hook for a guy like that who's been with the program for a while? He's never been a knee-jerk kind of, you know, coach when he, even it comes to the quarterback position. You think he's got a pretty long leash if things don't go well and he can work himself out of it? Or do you think that with Brock Vandegrift and Gunnar Stockton that they will turn to one of those guys pretty quickly?
Well, I think that's definitely something they could find out over these next 25 practices is – you want to find out who your QB1 is, but you also want to find out who your next guy is. Is it going to be Gunnar Stockton? Is it going to be Brock Vandegrift? So if you find out that the number two guy is really pushing the number one guy and it's really not that much of – it's not that far of a distance between one or the other, then maybe the leash is a little bit shorter. But I do ultimately think that whoever they go with, they're going to stick with their guy for the most part until their hand is forced, until they feel like they have to make another decision and they have to put someone else in there. Kirby Smart hasn't really done that over his career. You know, he got a lot of criticism for sticking with Stetson throughout the 2020 season. And then even in 2021, when JT Daniels was sitting on the bench after his injury. So I think ultimately they're going to ride with their decision and they're going to stick with whatever decision they think is best for their football team. So I really don't see much of a change happening at quarterback unless, like I said, you just have to at that point, like your hand is forced.
Jonathan Williams, he covers the Georgia Bulldogs for Dogs Daily. You can check him out on his personal Twitter page, at Dr_J Will, and he joined me here on the waitfor.com hotline. Jonathan, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes on the show. We will certainly chat again soon here as we get into fall camp.
All right, man, sounds good. Take care.
You got it. John Chuckery, we'll be back. Sports Radio 99 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuckery Show. See how we got, like, a little bit better bumper music now, and, you know, there's a little
I didn't know you wanted, yeah. You know.
Well,
now,
I mean.
All it took was you saying something
right.
one time.
Because, I mean, again, I mean, it had just gotten kind of stale, you know. I mean, it was the same, like, four songs, and, you know, I mean, look. You would do the one bumper music where it goes, do do do, do do do, and I don't know what song that was, but it's just dreadful, you know, do do, and it's like, oh my god, like, can I take a nap, you know? There's no energy, no fire.
I got you covered.
Yeah, we need energy, we need fire. You know, I'm an old man. I'm tired. I'm worn out. You know. You know, I don't have long to live. I don't, you know.
Oh, stop it.
Anyway. 404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers number. Text line. We'll get to What's Bugging Chuckery here in just a couple of minutes. So we'll hear from, who was it? Who do we have on there? Terry Fontenot at the top of the hour. He was on with Andy and Randy earlier today. So Terry Fontenot joined the guys. So we'll hear what he had to say. And, you know, look, as this camp goes along, I will be fascinated to see what the Falcons look like. And I'm not even saying so much winning on Friday night, a week from now, this, that, and the other. I'm talking about if they look like a different franchise. Do they look like a different team? Do they look like a different group of guys? That's what I want to see. I don't care if they lose every preseason game. And how many have we lost in a row now? I think it's 11 or something like that, a ridiculous amount. But I want to see if this team looks better. I want to see if this team looks like a legitimate contender. As you can kind of tell some things, right? Like, you can see when guys are legitimate contenders and stuff. I mean, you know, there's a difference in some of this stuff. Like, you can see some of this, but I want to see if they look – because, again, the Dolphins are one of the better teams in the league. I mean, it's not like the Dolphins are a bunch of vagabonds or what have you. The Bengals are certainly – I don't care if they don't have Joe Burrow playing a single snap. They're immensely talented, right? They're one of the Super Bowl contenders in NFL. So I want to see if they look like a legitimate contender. Do they look like a team that is ready to contend and obviously, you know, find their way into the playoffs or beyond at that point? So it'll be a week from Friday. We do have NFL preseason action coming up for you tomorrow night as the Jets, Jets take on the Browns. That will be the Hall of Fame game. So the Hall of Fame game, the Hall of Fame ceremony, all of that taking place this weekend. So up in my hometown of Canton, Ohio. So we got the Hall of Fame game coming up on Thursday. Have you ever been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame or anything?
No, I was actually getting ready to ask you if you've ever gone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, so not only have I been to the Hall of Fame, but I've been to a whole bunch of the events. They would do on Friday morning, they have the mayor's breakfast, then they have a fashion show luncheon, which I've never been to, and then the Hall of Fame enshrinement dinner, that's Friday night. I've been to that as well. So, and that's where a lot of the current and former Hall of Fame players get together, and you can buy tickets and you can sit with Hall of Fame players, or you can have, like, the mayor's breakfast was always, we would have lunch with, or sorry, with breakfast with the Hall of Famers and stuff like that. So, but it's a lot of fun. If you get a chance to go up to Canton, Ohio for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I will tell you, try to go for the week of Hall of Fame, or at least several days, because there's events going on every day of the week. I mean, they do festivals. I don't know if they still have, but they used to have, like, a parade in downtown. They would have a ribs burn off, fireworks, all kinds of different things going on because it's a big week. I mean, they put everything into the week of the Hall of Fame. Like, that's the money week for the city of Canton, Ohio. So they put everything into it, whether it's downtown, whether it's kind of in the suburb, if you will, I mean, of Belden Village Mall and everything. I mean, they do it up, and there's a lot of activities that go on for the Hall of Fame week. So more than just going to the game or the Hall of Fame, if you go up, go for as much of the week as you can.
Okay. Yeah, I've been, the one thing I have done is I've driven past the school where they have the game.
Mm-hmm.
This was over 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's McKinley. McKinley High School is the school that's it's funny because you have Timken High School and you have McKinley High School. Timken is where all the non-athletes go, but McKinley High School is like a small college.
Okay.
So to give you an idea, so do you remember the book before the TV show? Remember the book Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Okay. So the three schools that it came down to when picking the high school that they were going to profile, obviously it was Persimmon, you know, in Texas, right? But the two other high schools were, the two other finalists were Valdosta High School and Maslin High School. So one of the best college football rivalries has been written about in Sports Illustrated, Sport Magazine. It's been everywhere. Is the Maslin Tigers versus the Kent McKinley Bulldogs. It's one of the best high school rivalries in American high school football history. It's world renowned. I mean, it's been in every magazine, every publication. It's one of the great rivalries in high school football.
Right.
So Kent McKinley is in Canton, Ohio. Maslin is in Maslin, Ohio. But Kent McKinley used to play, their football games were played at Fawcett Stadium, which is now Tom Benson Stadium, whatever like that. I don't know if they still play there or not. I don't know if they still play at Tom Benson Stadium, but that's usually where they have regional high school football. The lower level, the lower divisions, like A, double A, you know, 2A, 3A, whatever.
Right.
They'll have their championship games at that stadium. The big high schools play in Columbus. They play at Ohio State's stadium in Columbus is usually where they have the big, like the whatever, the 4A, 5A, right? I mean, I don't know.
The larger classifications,
exactly. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, the big classifications. They play there. But they will play some of these smaller classifications at Fawcett Stadium.
It's kind of messed up that they get the shaft.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you're still playing in a – and again, when you go there, it is a high school stadium. I mean, right. I can tell you, like, it's not 60,000 people.
Right.
You know, it's a very small, intimate, you know, environment when you go there. And I saw Steve Weiss tweet out the pictures of the game tomorrow night, you know, like the field and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Remember that a few years ago they had the problem with the field, with the paint that was on the field and everything like that? So, but it's a fun experience. My family's got tickets to the game. So it's one of those legacy things that – again, if you give up your tickets, I mean, it's a 20-year waiting list.
Because
again, it's not a big stadium.
Gotcha,
I mean, so
gotcha.
So there's always the tickets there. So my folks have, I think they have four tickets. So and that'll be willed to myself and my sisters and all that kind of stuff. You know, when they pass or whatever like that. So, but again, it's a fun deal. But go up for the entire week. So,
okay.
All right. Speaking of going up for a week, let's go to what we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So I'm not as big of a hater on Michelle Beadle as maybe some people are. Like, I like Michelle Beadle. She's a little bit goofy, but I like her by and large. I think she does a good job. I thought she was good with, you know, Cowturd. Back in the old days of whatever that show was, you know, and she did Countdown and all these kinds of things, stuff like that. I'm not as hard on her, okay? But I will say this. They were asking her recently, interviewing her recently on, I don't even know what this was, Front Office Sports, okay? And she was talking about, because remember, she used to host the NBA Countdown show and all that kind of stuff. And she was asked about the reason why NBA Countdown has never risen to the level of TNT's coverage. Where, again, the pregame show on TNT is literally unmatched. And here's what she had to say about that. Quote, that position and that show has never been allowed to marinate. And it's sort of why you continue to see change. It's unfortunate, and it's why TNT dominates, because they're allowed to marinate for decades, and the product gets better with year after year. So that's my simple take on why I observed, on what I observed while I was there at ESPN. Okay, that's not the reason at all. Okay, with all due respect, okay, you have great personalities. And you knew from day one. Remember, Shaq has not been around since day one of that show. You know, I mean, he came years into that show.
Yeah, isn't
with Shaq,
he?
and with Kenny and Chuck.
Yeah, he's the member that they talked about whether or not they didn't even know if they wanted him.
Right. Yeah. Right. So again, it's not a matter of it's had time to marinate, but the chemistry and the personnel has always been great. And look, no matter how long you can be together, you can't fake chemistry. I will tell you. You know, I've done radio and different things, and I've been involved in some things. And I'm not saying I'm an expert and a 25-year veteran and things like that, but you know chemistry when you hear it. You know chemistry when it clicks. And that's what TNT has been able to do. Again, Mike Greenberg isn't dynamic with anybody, except Mike Golic. And that wasn't even that dynamic. But again, the only guy that worked well with Mike Greenberg was Mike Golic. Didn't matter how many NBA players or this or that or Michelle Beadle and all. It's not good. He's not good at times on this stuff. It's about personality and chemistry. This is not about marinating. This is not about slathering sauce on you. I mean, again, you can marinate. You can put those personalities in a bag at ESPN, soak them in vinegar juice for years, and it won't matter. It won't matter. They don't have the dynamic personalities. Charles Barkley is a dynamic personality. Shaquille O'Neal is a dynamic personality. Kenny Smith is there because it fits good. And Ernie Johnson is arguably the best straight man in the business. Like, literally, he's like one of the great straight men of all time. Like, he's literally Dean Martin level, right? Like, he's not over the top. He's not goofy. He can have fun. He can do fun things. But he's not goofy over the top like Greenberg, who's a nitwit, who wants to be bigger than everybody else. And Ernie knows what his role is. So again, you can talk about all these marinating and salivating and soaking up and, you know, chicken. Again, you could soak those guys in chicken grease and duck fat. It wouldn't matter. You can marinate them for years in duck fat. It ain't going to matter. Because again, Greenberg and who else they got on those shows? I mean, Woj, and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's the personalities. They're not good. Kenny and Charles and Shaq and Ernie fit together. And look, people knew that from day one. The audience responded from day one. They didn't have to wait 20 years to see if it would work out. The reason they're together for so long is because they're so good. They're so good at what they do. So again, I'm not a hater on Michelle Beadle and all this, that, and the other, but she's dead wrong on all of this. The reason is not because they...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Ray Show. See how we got like a little bit better bumper music now, and you know, there's a little
I mean, I didn't know. I didn't know you wanted. Yeah. You know,
well,
now,
I mean,
all it took was you saying something one time.
Because I mean, again, I mean, it had just gotten kind of stale. You know, I mean, it was the same like four songs, and you know, I mean, look, you would do the one bumper music where it goes. Do 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 do, and I don't know what song that was, but it's just dreadful. You know, do, and it's like, oh my god! Like, can I take a nap? You know, there's no energy, no fire.
I got you covered.
Yeah, I need energy, need fire. You know, I'm an old man. I'm tired. I'm worn out. You know, I don't have long to live. I don't. You know,
oh, stop it.
Anyway. 404-726-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers number. Text now. We'll get to What's Bugging Chuckery here in just a couple of minutes. So we'll hear from – who was it? Who do we have on there? Terry Fontenot at the top of the hour. He was on with Andy and Randy earlier today. So Terry Fontenot joined the guys. So we'll hear what he had to say. And you know, look, as this camp goes along, I will be fascinated to see what the Falcons look like. And I'm not even saying so much winning on Friday night a week from now, this, that, and the other. I'm talking about if they look like a different franchise. Do they look like a different team? Do they look like a different group of guys? That's what I want to see. I don't care if they lose every preseason game. And how many have we lost in a row now? I think it's 11 or something like that, a ridiculous amount. But I want to see if this team looks better. I want to see if this team looks like a legitimate contender. As you can kind of tell some things, right? Like, you can see when guys are legitimate contenders and stuff. I mean, you know, there's a difference in some of this stuff. Like you can see some of this, but I want to see if they look up. Because, again, the Dolphins are one of the better teams in the league. I mean, it's not like the Dolphins are a bunch of vagabonds or what have you. The Bengals are certainly – I don't care if they don't have Joe Burrow playing a single snap. They're immensely talented, right? They're one of the Super Bowl contenders in NFL. So I want to see if they look like a legitimate contender? Do they look like a team that is ready to contend and obviously, you know, find their way into the playoffs or beyond at that point? So it'll be a week from Friday. We do have NFL preseason action coming up for you tomorrow night as the JETS Jets take on the Browns. That will be the Hall of Fame game. So the Hall of Fame game, the Hall of Fame ceremony, all of that taking place this weekend. So up in my hometown of Canton, Ohio. So we got the Hall of Fame game coming up on Thursday. Have you ever been to the Pro Football Hall of Fame or anything?
No, I was actually getting ready to ask you if you've ever gone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I mean, so not only have I been to the Hall of Fame, but I've been to a whole bunch of the events. They would do on Friday morning, they have the mayor's breakfast. Then they have a fashion show luncheon, which I've never been to. And then the Hall of Fame enshrinement dinner. That's a Friday night. I've been to that as well. So, and that's where a lot of the current and former Hall of Fame players get together. And you can buy tickets and you can sit with Hall of Fame players. Or you can have, like, the mayor's breakfast was always we would have lunch with breakfast with the Hall of Famers and stuff like that. So, but it's a lot of fun. If you get a chance to go up to Canton, Ohio for the Pro Football Hall of Fame, I will tell you, try to go for the week of Hall of Fame, or at least several days, because there's events going on every day of the week. I mean, they do festivals. I don't know if they still have, but they used to have like a parade in downtown. They would have a ribs burn off, fireworks, all kinds of different things going on because it's a big week. I mean, they put everything into the week of the Hall of Fame. Like, that's the money week for the city of Canton, Ohio. So they put everything into it, whether it's downtown, whether it's kind of in the suburb, if you will, I mean, of Belden Village Mall and everything. I mean, they do it up, and there's a lot of activities that go on for the Hall of Fame week. So more than just going to the game or the Hall of Fame, if you go up, go for as much of the week as you can.
Okay. Yeah, the one thing I have done is I've driven past the school where they have the game.
Mm-hmm.
This was over 20 years ago.
Yeah, it's McKinley. McKinley High School is the school that's it's funny because you have Timken High School and you have McKinley High School. Timken is where all the non-athletes go, but McKinley High School is like a small college.
Okay.
So to give you an idea, so do you remember the book before the TV show? Remember the book Friday Night Lights?
Yeah.
Okay. So the three schools that it came down to when picking the high school that they were going to profile, obviously it was Persimmon, you know, in Texas, right? But the two other high schools were, the two other finalists were Valdosta High School and Maslin High School. So one of the best college football rivalries been written about in Sports Illustrated, Sport Magazine, it's been everywhere, is the Maslin Tigers versus the Kent McKinley Bulldogs. It's one of the best high school rivalries in American high school football history. It's world renowned. I mean, it's been in every magazine, every publication. It's one of the great rivalries in high school football.
Right.
So Kent McKinley is in Canton, Ohio. Maslin is in Maslin, Ohio. But Kent McKinley used to play, their football games were played at Fawcett Stadium, which is now Tom Benson Stadium, whatever like that. I don't know if they still play there or not. I don't know if they still play at Tom Benson Stadium, but that's usually where they have regional high school football. The lower level, the lower divisions like A, double A, you know, 2A, 3A, whatever.
Right.
They'll have their championship games at that stadium. The big high schools play in Columbus. They play at Ohio State's stadium in Columbus is usually where they have the big, like the whatever, the 4A, 5A, right? I mean, I don't know.
The larger classifications,
exactly. Yeah,
basically.
Yeah, the big classifications. They play there. But they will play some of these smaller classifications at Fawcett Stadium.
It's kind of messed up that they get the shaft.
Yeah, I mean, but again, you're still playing in a – and again, when you go there, it is a high school stadium. I mean, right. I can tell you, like, it's not 60,000 people.
Right.
You know, it's a very small, intimate, you know, environment when you go there. And I saw Steve Weiss tweet out the pictures of the game tomorrow night, you know, like the field and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
Remember that a few years ago they had the problem with the field with the paint that was on the field and everything like that? So, but it's a fun experience. My family's got tickets to the game. So it's one of those legacy things that, again, if you give up your tickets, I mean, it's a 20-year waiting list.
Because,
again, it's not a big stadium.
Gotcha,
I mean, so so there's always the tickets there. So my folks have, I think they have four tickets. So and that'll be willed to myself and my sisters and all that kind of stuff, you know, when they pass or whatever like that. So, but again, it's a fun deal, but go up for the entire week. So,
okay.
All right. Speaking of going up for a week, let's go to what we call What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So I'm not as big of a hater on Michelle Beadle as maybe some people are. Like, I like Michelle Beadle. She's a little bit goofy, but I like her by and large. I think she does a good job. I thought she was good with, you know, Cowturd back in the old days of whatever that show was. You know, and she did Countdown and all these kinds of things, stuff like that. I'm not as hard on her, okay? But I will say this. They were asking her recently, interviewing her recently on, I don't even know what this was, Front Office Sports, okay? And she was talking about, because remember, she used to host the NBA Countdown show and all that kind of stuff. And she was asked about the reason why NBA Countdown has never risen to the level of TNT's coverage, where, again, the pregame show on TNT is literally unmatched. And here's what she had to say about that. Quote, "That position and that show has never been allowed to marinate, and it's sort of why you continue to see change. It's unfortunate, and it's why TNT dominates, because they're allowed to marinate for decades, and the product gets better with year after year. So that's my simple take on why I observed, on what I observed while I was there at ESPN." Okay, that's not the reason at all. Okay, with all due respect, okay, you have great personalities. And you knew from day one. Remember, Shaq has not been around since day one of that show. You know, I mean, he came years into that show.
Yeah, isn't
with Shaq and with Kenny and Chuck.
Yeah, he's the member that they talked about whether or not they didn't even know if they wanted him. Wasn't
right.
Yeah, yeah.
Right. So again, it's not a matter of it's had time to marinate, but the chemistry and the personnel has always been great. And look, you can't fake, you can't, no matter how long you can be together, you can't fake chemistry. I will tell you. You know, I've done radio and different things, and I've been involved in some things. And I'm not saying I'm an expert and a 25-year veteran and things like that. But you know chemistry when you hear it. You know chemistry when it clicks. And that's what TNT has been able to do. Again, Mike Greenberg isn't dynamic with anybody, except Mike Golic. And that wasn't even that dynamic. But again, the only guy that worked well with Mike Greenberg was Mike Golic. Didn't matter how many NBA players or this or that or Michelle Beadle and all. It's not good. He's not good at times on this stuff. It's about personality and chemistry. This is not about marinating. This is not about slathering sauce on you. I mean, again, you can marinate. You can put those personalities in a bag at ESPN, soak them in vinegar juice for years, and it won't matter. It won't matter. They don't have the dynamic personalities. Charles Barkley is a dynamic personality. Shaquille O'Neal is a dynamic personality. Kenny Smith is there because it fits good. And Ernie Johnson is arguably the best straight man in the business. Like, literally, he's like one of the great straight men of all time. Like, he's literally Dean Martin level. right? Hey, he's not over the top. He's not goofy. He can have fun. He can do fun things. But he's not goofy over the top like Greenberg, who's a nitwit, who wants to be bigger than everybody else. And Ernie knows what his role is. So again, you can talk about all these marinating and salivating and soaking up and, you know, chicken. Again, you can soak those guys in chicken grease and duck fat. It wouldn't matter. You can marinate them for years in duck fat. It ain't going to matter. Because, again, Greenberg and who else they got on those shows? I mean, Woj and it doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's the personalities. They're not good. Kenny and Charles and Shaq and Ernie fit together. And look, people knew that from day one. The audience responded from day one. They didn't have to wait 20 years to see if it would work out. The reason they're together for so long is because they're so good. They're so good at what they do. So again, I'm not a hater on Michelle Beadle and all this, that, and the other, but she's dead wrong on all of this. The reason is not because they let those guys marinate or soak up duck fat or whatever, or chicken grease or whatever. I mean, I don't know. I don't even know what they're again. What are they? What's the breading and the coating? What's that stuff called? The shake and bake.
Oh yeah.
Again,
you went back with that one.
Yeah, I mean they ain't sitting in you know cooking grease and duck fat and you know in a bag of shake and bake. I mean, they ain't all that. They're great personalities and they're bigger than life personalities. That's why it's been so good. Not because Greenberg wants to be the star of the show above all the personalities. And by the way, at times Paul Pierce has the personality of a wet mop. And that's just bugging Chuck Reed. All right, we're here from Terry Fontenot when we get back from the top of the hour. Chuck Reed hanging out in the Kia Studios. Sports Radio 92.9 on the game, Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.